A new president, new administration could well mean a new approach to American healthcare. I'm Jeff Lagasse with Healthcare Finance News, and we'll drill down into the highlights of this week's top stories. President Joe Biden was officially sworn into office this week, and he begins an aggressive agenda on healthcare, specifically around the COVID-19 pandemic. According to Healthcare Finance News, a number of executive orders will be aimed at getting the pandemic under control, including a national mask mandate on federal property and on airlines, and the creation of an Office of White House COVID-19 Response, headed by new coronavirus czar Jeffrey Zients. Goals include reopening schools and securing more PPE, testing, and vaccinations. Biden has also called for a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief plan. When Biden took the oath, the country gained not just a new president, but a new national coordinator for health IT. In healthcare IT news, we see that Mickey Tripathi, a longtime industry veteran and interoperability pioneer, was named to the role on January 20th, along with a slate of new HHS appointments. He succeeds Dr. Don Rucker, who led ONC for 4 years and helped craft an ambitious set of new rules under the 21st Century Cures Act. Healthcare IT News also reports that Biden has nominated Dr. Rachel Levine to be Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Levine would be the first openly transgender person to be confirmed to a federal appointment by the U.S. Senate. Finally this week, YouTube has announced a new team that will push for higher quality medical content on its platform, including content aimed at lay people as well as physicians. According to Mobi Health News, the team will be led by Dr. Garth Graham, former U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Health, in the position of Director and Global Head of Healthcare and Public Health Partnerships. A cardiologist by training, Graham has also led high-level private sector positions at Aetna and CVS Health. I'm Jeff Lagasse with Healthcare Finance News, and this has been Top Stories.